If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
This is a dry run. This is what you'll be talking over. Hi, welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Today on the show, our guest will be Jerry Murphy. He will get both hosts upset about subjects that he's talking about. And now, on to the show. Thanks for listening, fags.
Drum solo.
Hello, everybody. It's hump day. Are you ready to do some humping? I thought so. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, formerly known as the Tagcast Podcast. But now our new bit is,
what's a podcast?
My name is Terry Guile. Across the table is my Xbox Can Blog partner.
My Xbox Can Blog. It's probably pretty lonely these days.
Yeah.
Gatchalopagoligus.
That's right. We've got some Face Pilot, now defunct band from Portland, blasting in the background because they're a good hump day band to listen to.
Yeah, it is.
We've got a guest in the studio, first time for this season. Who is it?
Who dat?
Can you guess?
New Orleans Saints fan.
He has a law.
Maybe. Wait, you're not a Saints fan, are you?
No.
Jerry Murphy, everybody.
What's happening?
Murphy's Law in effect today. Anything that can go wrong, won't. Ah, I threw you a loop on that one, didn't I?
I noticed, right. You said, what's happening? Didn't you not know that what's up is coming back?
Is it?
It's not really, I've decided.
What? I saw it in Clone High today when I was watching it earlier.
But that's an older show, isn't
okay.
it?
Yeah.
So, like, it
now
didn't
you
work in
say it like Colonel Clink. What's happening?
So now you know what I
what's
use.
What's happening?
I guess I could use it in
what was happening up in here?
I could use it in a clean comedy show, but it's a little bit offensive. Now I say, you know what's coming back? My pubes. Shaved my balls last night. Everyone laughs at that.
That is good.
Dude, I shaved my balls the night before last.
High five.
I was expecting the Jesus.
So they're coming back too. No, that he's not coming back. Not coming back? Jesus. And then I get the groans, and then I say, hey, I'm disappointed
too. You know when that shit's growing back? That's where the term ants in your pants came from.
I don't know if it's just the shaving cream that I use or the 17-blade mock shaver.
Mock Zulu.
It's a mock Infinity.
Have you thought about...
It doesn't get itchy. I love it.
Have you thought about...
I shave my balls twice a day.
Closing with that joke, you know what's coming back. Me, next Saturday night, see you then.
I know what's coming back. A boomerang. If you throw it right.
Only if you throw it right.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know how to throw one of those right.
I took someone out with
me
one
either.
On a date. No, like I threw it and like went sideways.
It must have been
point.
Like you.
Ooh.
It was a koala bear.
Do you picture this scene right with that douche of a bag guy? Okay, stay with me.
I'm here.
Mad Max, right?
Yep.
And that little kid jumps out of the hole with his rat nest freaking Cinderella hair, and he's all, and he throws that fucking boomerang, and that dude's like, I'm going to be cool and catch that thing. All his digits come off.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then Mel Gibson rants on him through a telephone.
About Jews.
It gives him a little music box.
It gives him a little music box. Mel Gibson. We were kind of worried. Maybe I should send a message to him. Our main contributor to the show, Hans, he didn't give us what's in his CD player this week. So
that was 2 days ago.
It was. And this week, we're worried. So didn't hear anything from him again. Has anyone heard from Hans?
Negative Hans, Ghost Rider.
Hans, are you out there? Hey, you know what we did? Oh, we guessed. That's right. We guessed on Monday what was in the CD player. Okay. Well, how's it been, Jer? How you been?
Dude, so good. Thanks.
I just ran into you like once or twice over the last couple months since you've been on the show, and be driving through my neighborhood and stop by.
I had to, dude. I had to get gas, and you're right there, bro.
Oh, he heard me playing music by myself.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He thought it was a band, but it was just...
It damn near is a band, yo.
It was just little old me plugging along.
Terry Guile up in him.
Yeah, playing for the neighbors. So your job's going good?
It was like... Was it Buh or Keeney?
It was Buh. What,
okay, I heard Buh playing over there.
I'm Buh.
Keeney was not there.
Keeney was at work. Yeah, I'm Buh. I'm Buh, and this is my brother Keeney.
And together we're...
Buh Keeney.
What are you thinking of that new song of theirs,
Love
Blurred
It.
Lines? Have you heard that new song that they do, Blurred Lines?
You know what? I don't know the titles of all the songs, but I love it all, to tell you the truth.
I don't
love it.
You don't know the song, Blurred Lines?
No, am I in trouble here?
No.
By Robin Thicke?
It's a cover.
Alan Thicke's son?
Oh, man, see, you buried me already.
See, the guy, that Miley Cyrus was twerking on at the VMAs.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that? Did you not see that? I need to move this so I can see it.
Is that Miley Cyrus?
I just saw little snippets on Facebook. I didn't even see the freaking music awards.
She's a little kid to me, so when I say her name, I say Miley Cyrus. But now she was twerking for a living on major TV networks. Well, MTV, I guess. Is that a major network?
No.
It used to be.
When they used to play music.
When it was a network.
I still can't believe they have a video music awards because there's no videos on that channel.
Yeah, no shit, right?
They should have it on a channel that actually...
And then VH1 pulled the same shit, dude. It's like...
What
so
they
did
do?
CMT.
I don't know.
They have shows now. I'm so mad that they don't play those country music videos anymore.
Oh, man.
I know, right?
You know, for some reason that reminded me of Rosie O'Donnell. As she was on the latest...
Impractical Jokers.
Oh, that was so great.
Plastic.
You watch that show, Jerry? Impractical Jokers?
You should check it out. It's
dude, it'll make you fucking laugh your shit out of your ass if you got cholera.
I feel a little juvenile sometimes when I chuckle to myself to it, but the other day my two stepsons were in there, and they were fucking rolling laughing out loud. So it's a show on True
funny.
TV. I don't know if you get that channel.
It's
True TV. It used to be Court TV.
No.
Remember Court TV?
Yes.
Okay, well, they changed their name to True TV.
Yeah.
Oh, that's much better.
They're four high school
friends. They're grown up now, 30
years
probably.
Yeah, and they...
Is this the thing that they spun off a Canadian show?
No, they pull pranks on each other.
A UK show or something?
They do things to embarrass each other in public and see who will do what. Like, they'll have, like, an earpiece in, and, like, they'll pose to be a stranger in a mall and for example, one was like, you got to go up to that person that you see right there and say, I can't find my wife anywhere. Have you seen her? And then when you go to describe her, they're like somewhere where the person that they're... And they're holding up a big cue card. She looks like Shaquille O'Neal after a shower. Or, you know, it's something off the wall. And you got to... The goal is to get them to say something. Or they'll give fake presentations for like... science stuff they don't know about, and they're like,
yeah, the other people write what's
funny,
on the presentation,
and so they'll get into this room of people who are, I guess, they would signed up for like a financial class to show you how to do best in finances and whatnot, and they go, but the joke is they don't know what's going to come up on the screen. They're like, all right, today to keep your finances in check, you need to not go to strip clubs so much, or you know, just something that you wouldn't normally say. And so the guy kind of looks like Rosie O'Donnell a little bit, one of them.
Oh.
And they've made jokes over the first few seasons about how he looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And so he's doing this science thing for this class of people.
Because once the loser of every episode, they all like...
Make him do something embarrassing.
Yeah, they it's like the ultimate punishment, you know. And it's usually like you'll have to go and present a class, which you have no... idea what it's about.
About science.
Yeah.
This was about science. And he doesn't know anything about science. And he's like, yeah, I wrote this book. He's supposed to be PhD holding scientist.
And these people are like a legitimate classroom?
Well, they're just like people that came in for a free seminar on this
free
at
science
the time. You know, they probably rented a downtown New York
building. And he gets to the end. He's like, and what is the future of science is cloning. I have perfected a cloning machine where I can clone actual humans.
Yeah.
And so he's like, would like to demonstrate for you right now.
And the lights went out.
It looked like a safe, but it was a cloning machine.
Yeah.
It had a door on it. out walks Rosie O'Donnell dressed exactly like him, and he didn't know
doing
she was
all the
gonna
hand
be there.
Motions.
And he was like, "Oh my god!" And you see them together; it looked pretty funny. It's a pretty funny show. It's
it
a little,
is. It's worth
I
watching.
Liked the Rosie O'Donnell roast. That was pretty good.
Dude,
a
you
couple watch years
the
ago,
Jim Franco or James Franco. Roast.
I did. I watched that last
Have you seen
week.
That one?
That was pretty yeah, funny. Yeah, yeah.
It was not bad.
At Andy Samberg on there. I thought he did a really good one. Good job.
I think he was just acting like an idiot.
Yeah. Like, intentionally.
Yeah, hey, gotcha. Burned you. Ha ha.
Yeah, he was doing the
totally himself. Roasted
anti,
you.
Yeah. Anti-burn.
Burnt you.
You make all that money and stuff.
Loser.
And then Aziz Ansari did pretty good, too.
Yeah.
With his joke about all the dirty guys.
The dirty guys?
Yeah, when he said James Franco was...
You mean they were talking...
The gay jokes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that dirty to you, being gay?
Were they saying offensive
no,
things
they were
on
saying,
a roast?
He said, is that why all you guys are dirty and fast? Because you...
Oh, you don't want to be called gay. Yeah, that's right.
You don't.
If you're clean and
then
like
you'll have
slender.
Cock shoved in your face.
Ooh, he did
no,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. If you put on a tie and take a shower, cocks are going to fly at your face.
Yeah.
He remembers the line. He must have watched it more recently than us non-memory stoner guys over here. What else has been going on? Anything? You do anything fun for fun lately, like recreational?
Yeah, dude, I've been shooting guns and shit, and then...
Whoa.
And then I was tweaking on my paintball gun. What? One of them all day today.
Shooting guns and tweaking? Dude, those are...
I was twerking.
Oh, okay, twerking. Tweaking for a living. Okay.
Right.
How do you twerk and shoot a gun at the same time?
actually,
I can twerk in a plastic
chair. If you really relax
have you learned
and get into it, the gun will actually twerk for you.
You let the gun do the twerk.
Yeah, you got to hip shot it.
It's like you don't...
Right?
You know, you need to twerk.
Just keep pulling the trigger,
what he
dude,
does
and
is,
it will twerk.
He twerks.
Actually, my back has been hurting all day. No shit.
He twerks smarter, not harder. Because that gets the best results.
Have you turned right lately?
He's leaning severely to the left.
I took 3 rights and actually ended up going left.
Oh, really?
That's true.
We were thinking about
your hat.
Your immaculate timing.
Oh, yeah. This is something else.
You pulled up exactly.
It's Left Coast.
Oh, I didn't know.
Is the brand name. Left Coast. So it's got a little turning sign. Is it?
Depends on if he's looking in the rearview mirror.
If I was wearing it, it'd be pointing that way. So it'd be like, I'm turning.
Which way is it turning, man?
For me, you're turning left.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
The wheel in the sky, this guy keeps on turning.
The wheel in the sky.
Isn't he a good singer?
Yeah, I don't know where I'll be tomorrow.
Okay. Shit just got real.
And yes.
You'll be at work. Don't lie.
Dude, I wanted to get all political with you for a second, Jerry.
Let me
about
go
guns.
Somewhere.
Okay, bring
because
it.
Because I know that you support guns as well as I do.
I don't have a gun.
I
got
guns.
One. You I got one
guns,
on though,
right?
me.
But I'm
don't
asking,
be afraid.
All right, are you legally blind?
No.
Do you think blind people should be allowed to
Absolutely.
Carry guns? Really?
Braille guns.
Braille guns?
Yeah.
What, they shoot braille bullets?
What the?
No, you feel it, and then you can see if you're sighted in on them. That's a new technology I just came up with after cloning.
Actually, what you use a earpiece is like earbuds, and then it has like sonar, right? And it will, like anything else, has like a radar detector or something else, the closer you get to this thing, the more the audible goes off, right?
But so how do you know what it is, though?
You're locked on, pull the trigger.
But how do you know what it is?
Because you got a heightened sense of smell. You're like, that ain't somebody I know. They're up to no good.
This just in, Gatch has a heightened sense of smell. Back to you, Jerry.
Shit.
I got nothing.
What's the question?
There was no question. I was just thinking about...
It was about
blind people being able to have a concealed carry license or just have a gun, period.
Just to have
Why
a gun.
Why not? You can have...
I'm gonna
have you watched the...
I'm
going to
smoke
that,
some earbuds. You guys shut up.
The Next Best Chef. What is that shit? What's that?
Oh yeah, Master Chef.
Master Chef.
About.
And there's a gal on there. Yep. She's blind and she's cooking with a gas range. Man, come on.
That's true.
And then the next gal that was, she made it quite a ways, and she's a vegetarian, and she's cooking all these different types of meat.
Yep, I saw that.
And
one.
She didn't taste it. It's
did
like,
she not know that it was meat?
No, she knew it was meat.
She knew it was
meat. She'll cut it up. She'll even tear the animal, if you will, apart.
Are you guys
tear it up, tear the guts out, whatever. But she won't taste it.
You guys being blindest?
Negative.
I am.
Racist against blind people.
That's not a race.
Neither is gay, but there's gay-cist people.
That's not gay-cist. Who came up with that term?
Don't know.
Gay-cist. Is that people against John Wayne Gacy?
No, it's people who are racist against gay people. Like my uncle, who was so gay-cist that he thought, just like, don't be hanging around them fags, man, because it'll rub off on you. Next thing you know, you'll be sucking a dick. I'm like, dude, that's not even how it works. You're born with it.
Like,
it's like talent. Sometimes it comes in your genes.
I get shit from this guy at work I've only had this job like 6 months, right? So,
you're going to get fired.
I made the probation period, so I think I'm good as long as I don't.
Dude, you're
just
on
don't blow that shit in my face, right?
You're on probation, man.
So, anyways, that's and the guy's like, "Hey, man. Yeah, so you got those earrings like in both ears, right? So, what's that make you? Does that make you
double gay?
Does that make you a fag?" And I was like, "No, sucking a dick makes you a fag."
Yeah. Enjoying anal sex.
Having holes in your ears is having holes in your ears.
Yes.
But you could fuck those holes in your ears, though.
I guess if you had a very small penis.
No, that's why some people have them stretched out.
Yeah, but I've only seen them stretched out to like
I thought
double
that was to carry their can of Copenhagen around in.
There was an awful lot of talk about pocket pussies last Friday at the Tiny Tavern Comedy Show. I don't know. Is that a thing that is popular still now or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have one.
Is it like the butterfly where you could just wear it around all day?
That's a pocket pussy.
I think it's like those Chinese finger cuffs.
The double-ended?
Yeah, yeah.
What are those?
The double-ended pocket pussies, right?
Have you ever seen the Chinese finger cuffs, man? Right?
Oh, that reminds me of Max.
So it's like these braided things. So it's round, too, but it's braided, and then you... Yeah, so you
get stuck in
it? You go in one way and try to pull out the other way, and it grabs you. So the more you resist, the more it grabs.
That's a Chinese finger trick.
Yeah, so you can put your hands behind your back and put these things on. That's and then your fingers will hold you together if you got them stuck in his
head. Guy just made a Chinese gay trap.
No,
how does it work?
The host. Two guys stick their dicks.
Check it out. Check it out.
They don't fuck each other's dick holes, dude.
No, but listen. The guy who hosted the comedy show, he's a good friend of me and Dustin's. His name's Mac Chase. He's been on the podcast one time when we did it live. He has a
Mac
joke
Chase.
About he hates homophobic people. He doesn't like homophobic
people. So he's
people.
A hater.
No, he just doesn't think that people should care if you're gay. He goes, so he wants to take two homophobic men and put their dicks in a Chinese finger trap and just see what happens. He'd be like, get off me, faggot. No, faggot, you get off me. He goes, and they'd just be struggling.
No,
until they like lost their energy and just collapsed in each other's arms. You know.
What happened?
And then he wants to know if there's any other like racially specific finger traps.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's
like,
heard of a Chinese finger trap. Everyone's heard that. He's like, is there a German finger trap? It's just made out of metal and bolts, and it's like...
There is.
Whatever
some
it would,
had like
it would be wired tight. Whatever it was, because Germans know how to build shit.
All these spikes will dig deep into the phalanges.
The old ones did. If you look back into like the actual one they used to torture with them, I mean, they would be like dragon's heads that would bite into your fingers and shit.
Well, see, I think Mac's going to be rich now, not only because he's funny, but he invented a new racially specific finger trap. It's called the Polish finger trap.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's just a dime at the bottom of a beer bottle. Every Wednesday night, go to the Tiny Tavern. It's an open mic with Mac Chase. He's Mac and Cheese, but we call him Mac and Chase. Just kidding. You ever think about doing comedy, Jerry? You're funny.
Yeah. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Sex.
Nope.
Oh.
Gotch.
39.
Negative. Two, but I don't know how the fuck they get in there.
Oh, I have that same joke, but instead of flies, it's old people. How do two old people screw in a light bulb?
Whoa. Like, I don't know. Old people don't screw, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, I don't know.
They, Betty White, dude.
Yeah, man. Did you see the Notebook?
Her,
yeah.
They were
screwing. And then
Shirley Jones.
Then she has her, like, Alzheimer moment and goes, what the fuck? And kicks him out of bed because then she thinks she's being raped by some stranger.
What is this on?
The Notebook.
Oh.
Or maybe he was just kissing her.
One.
He rolled a one on a 12-sided die.
Yep.
Dude.
You're number one.
You know the odds of that?
Let's see how close we are.
1 in 12.
I'm 12.
Holy shit.
Let's see
what
if
am I going to roll?
A 6. Smack dab in the
I'm going to roll an 11.
You better roll a 6.
Oh, it's two. A 2.
Oh.
Right. That's because it fell off.
Add them all together. 23.
Oh, what?
No, Jordan.
No, I'm just kidding. 1 and 2 and 12 is... 14.
But it's divisible by 3 if
and
you add them all together.
4 minus 1 is 3, and 2 is part of 23 too. I kind of like that Here. Movie, but I didn't like
Why did you roll it? What happens next?
Nothing. It's a segment.
What?
Yeah, it's a segment where
we just roll
what's
a die.
What's coming back?
My pubes.
No, the what thingy?
What's up?
What's up? Oh, that's... Remember? And then Bud Light took that somewhere, and then it became wasabi.
It was the frogs, right? The Budweiser frogs.
Remember when? And they totally ripped off Rainier beer. Remember that,
dude? I fucking said that.
Rainier, that beer, refreshing.
So
Rainier.
They have a neon light at the Tiny Tap.
Neon lights.
Rainier, right?
Dude, I did that same thing when you said neon lights last
week. Weird.
Episode.
Okay, everybody's got Black Sabbath on the brain.
That's
so.
That,
it's
nah,
a.
Is it?
Neon.
I didn't know where
it's
I came
It's not
out
Rainbow.
With it.
No, it's the first Black Sabbath with Dio.
Heaven
I thought
hell.
It was.
Heaven, oh, man, that's a killer album.
Yes. I thought I was doing some sort
Love
of Scorpions
it.
Slash Matthew J. Fox Big City Bright Lights thing.
So there's this neon light that's a Rainier
Big
beer
titties.
Bottle.
Big titties, all right.
Rainier beer bottle. And it's got two legs, like, hanging out of the neck of the
bottle. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen those?
Oh, out of the neck?
Yeah, it's like
oh, I thought you were talking about a Rainier, like the deer, and they'd hunt them. And
if you guys would have been fucking listening, you'd know what I was saying.
God,
now
damn,
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Man.
I'm fucking stressed out right now. I'm talking about a fucking neon beer light for rain.
I know, but we went from what's up to wasabi to Bud Light.
Yeah. What about the beer sign?
Well, it just looked like there was a dude dangling out of the like. I was like,
oh.
I asked Dana before I went up. What's that guy? What are those legs for? Is he? She goes, huh?
Maybe it's a beer
it's
bottle
an attention
with legs.
Getter.
So what I said was, how many people are old in here? And no, remember this fucking commercial. And everybody's like, yeah. How does everybody's too old. I mean, too young for that. What was that, 70s?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it in the 80s ever? No.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Early.
Maybe vaguely.
You don't remember that commercial
early
with 80s. The motorcycle?
Because the motorcycle the dude was on was an early 80s model motorcycle, so it had to be.
All.
Maybe.
Rainier beer.
Which promotes drinking and driving, which is weird.
It does
Ooh,
not.
It did.
Yeah, it does. He's riding on a motorcycle, and the motorcycle is singing beer.
What would you rather be
That's
on?
That's right.
Would you rather be on a road full of drunk drivers?
Fool.
Let's say you're on a patch.
Would you rather be on a road, fool?
Let's say you're on I-5. Let's say you're on I-5, and in a quarter mile around you, there is 20 drunk drivers.
Do I have a gun?
No, would you rather that or in that same thing, 20 drivers who are texting while they are driving?
I drive I-5 every day, and I see both.
I know, but
so,
would you rather be surrounded by drunk drivers or cars, people texting?
That's a good question, man. But I'm telling
line.
You, surrounded by drunk people, that's pretty effing scary.
At least they're looking at the road.
Plus,
they're trying.
At least looking
hard.
At the road.
They're like,
are they?
If you see someone,
what
driving
if they're
with,
drunk and texting? Right?
You got one hand.
I'm
over
so
your
wasted right now. Beep, beep, like, beep.
They're on their way to their exes.
They're driving with their knee because they got one hand over their eye and one hand texting with their thumb. They're like, dude, I'm seeing 7 stop signs here. I think I'm at the corner of Main.
Stop signs on fucking I-5?
Yeah.
You know what you're going to do then?
You're not listening to me. Give me a cigarette. I'm stressing.
Take one.
You're gonna. You better call Saul.
It's the last one. You can have it.
Oh, did you hear that? Better call Saul's getting his own.
Just the thought alone, just the gesture.
Well, did you think that?
To give me your last cigarette.
He's not listening to you.
I'm sorry. Bring it. Oh,
whoa,
dude! Did you see that? That's a little unorthodox, but I fucking caught it.
Nobody saw that. We're an audio podcast.
You're an unorthodox jukebox.
Unorthodox jukebox with stars in his eyes.
Which I found out is a Bruno Mars album. I shouldn't know that.
Fucking jukes.
Jukebox hero. He's got Hitler in his.
You know why jukebox went up to 50 cents rather than a quarter?
No.
Because they're jukeboxes.
Oh, shit. Oh. You know what always gets me, and I'm, you know, whatever with Jew this and that.
I've had it with Jew.
But why don't Jew?
What you talking about?
Why don't
anyway, you? Anyway, is remember what the Germans did to the Jews? And it's like.
What'd they do?
They were all Germans.
All they did is try to teach them how to cook pizzas.
It's like, you know what the Americans did to the Christians? Right?
What about what they did to anybody?
Do you know that's what the
it was the Germans doing things to the Germans. They just so happened to be different religious.
Man's natural tendency to expand.
And yeah, they were different types as well, yeah, but they were all Germans.
That's just what people do.
Hate on each other.
They just try to sprawl out. You see it even in like, you know, you go to any major city. It's just sprawling out, you know. And then when you run out of room, you'll go to war. Portland will go to war with Eugene.
It's whatever's irritating you the most at the time, right? Whatever the problem is, whatever has to be, this is the problem. And the solution would be get rid of this. So you got a fly buzzing around your house. You're like, kill that fucker. It's like, all right, I got him. And then, there's a spider in here, too. Now I'm hating on spiders. They got to go.
I know. But sometimes I know you, Jerry. Sometimes you'll kill a spider, but sometimes you'll let one go.
How'd you know?
You've been on the show before.
Dude, sometimes I get exhausted because there's so many damn spiders.
Everybody does that. All right. I got a show right here. I got a list right here. You guys like FX, the TV show. They've done shows like American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy. Louie. Yeah.
And there's a new channel called FXX.
Yeah, which some of their shows are moving to, like The League.
Yeah.
And some other things. And Son of the Beach, remember that show? From like early 90s, I think, when FX.
With Nick Nolte?
No, Son of the Beach. It was like a Baywatch spoof with Dick Dietrich.
Dangler?
Dick Dietrich. All
right. No, I don't remember.
There's some shows that are coming out on that channel. Here's some future programs already slated are Fargo, the TV show.
Oh, nice.
Really?
And here's
okay.
Here's one that's untitled, but the two stars that are starring in it are slated. Kelsey Grammer and Martin Lawrence starring in a project together.
Oh, it's going to be about cocaine.
Is it?
Kelsey eventually.
Grammer and Martin Lawrence.
That's a perfect premise. He's just smelling that cigarette.
Yeah. You guys like Andrew Gerland?
All right, just read your lines.
Is that a guy?
Lines?
I don't know.
All right.
That's a weird sound. Sorry.
The Comedians. That's a show. Now I'm getting an echo in my headphone.
I know. I'm trying to fuck you up. It's a new app. It's called Speech Jammer. I wanted to try it later and have you read some print there. While I have this.
Well,
on.
It's already going slow.
Okay. What's going slow? Zot. Why do you always bring old school shit?
Because we're old school, yo.
Yo. Last time it was fucking Pop Rocks in My Vagina.
Yeah. That's right.
Have you ever stuck a zot in your butt?
I'm so embarrassed.
I can't believe it.
Know?
How do you know I let spiders go?
I forgot all about it, too, and I'm playing Xbox, and I'm like, what the fuck?
And then the outer shell finally, like, eroded away.
No, I got a Charlie horse in both cheeks because it got so sour. It's like, oh, that's sour.
I haven't
ever shoved one up my ass.
Me neither.
Thanks for asking.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
I'll have one. Zots. Just one, thanks.
Dude, I brought four for everybody.
Okay, well, just give me one at a time, bro. Fucking Jesus.
Dude, have you ever heard of somebody ODing on Zots?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a paranormal experience, Jerry?
A paranormal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
But I don't know if it was for real.
All right, tell us about it.
Was it very normal or paranormal?
One time I was sleeping, and so I'm in the bed. I'm awake, but I can't freaking move, and I can't open my eyes. I'm like frozen. And then there's a window above the bed behind me with like blinds. And then there's like this sound, like a freaking train coming down a tunnel, and light getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And then it like whoop, passes over me, and then I can move. And I'm like, holy shit, it's like 3 a.m. and I'm calling friends. And they're like, what are you calling me for? I'm like, dude, I got to talk to somebody. I am freaking out. And even there was a Doberman. I was at a friend's house, and his Doberman was sleeping next to the bed. And when that went over me, that Doberman goes, and he jumps up. And he's like around the room with the hair on his back standing up. So that shit, something went down. I don't know what it was. But
wow, that's crazy.
I didn't see anything or nothing. I just couldn't move. It was very powerful, and it freaked my shit.
It was holding you down, dude.
It freaked me out, man.
I've had a hold down dream before.
And I'm like, I didn't like that at all. No, sir.
You were talking about you had blinds. Do you think people that have blinds should be able to allow to be on a gun?
Good question. Absolutely.
All right.
Actually, there's... I think anybody that has a sane mind should be able to own a gun, you know? Now, if they go around shooting people with it for no apparent reason, I'm not down with that.
Oh, what about that new, FX show, Diva Clown Killer, that's coming up?
Oh, that sounds good.
Or The Great Zucchini.
That Diva Clown Killer is a bitch. This Zot's fucking with me.
They're doing a show on down. Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. What is this guy doing to us here? I forgot.
Kajega. You are my ritual,
I've never drank.
That Zot is crazy.
It is. Now drink the air with it.
Dude,
I just chewed the whole thing up.
Oh, don't do that.
If you shove a Zot up your ass, you have to chase it with Jaeger, dude. It takes the bite out of it.
Jaeger in your ass will get you drunk quicker, and you won't have Jaeger breath.
You won't have NyQuil breath.
It's hard to get now, do you use a tampon?
I just fucking
stand on your head and shove the bottle in your ass.
Come on.
Take a couple pulls off of that. Boy, it's cold. Yeah,
dude,
that's how you serve Jaeger, man. Suck it up.
Take the lid off and you sit on it and then you lay on the floor.
Turkey baster.
And you twerk to get the bubbles out.
You twerk to get the last bit of it.
Twerky baster.
That's where twerking came from.
A twerky baster. That's
what are you having for Thanksgiving,
dude?
Twerky?
I'm going to make a pumpkin pie out of that pumpkin I got in the front yard. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Oh, my pumpkin. Yeah, dude, it's going to be a fucking small pie, dude.
It's going to be like one of those little pecan pie plates.
Twerking
could
be.
Oh, my God.
Come up with something called pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
He's pumpkin.
That's when you got four butts slapping together.
You've heard of ass slapping?
No, that's what?
If you twerk hard enough, you can slap your ass cheeks together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to try it on the air. And
hey, what about throat singing? Have you heard of that when you can make...
singing.
I got a standing ass clapping. A standing ovation of ass clappers. No, throat singing is a thing where you can resonate one note in your throat and then sing another note like through your nasal area.
I want to see somebody fart singing where you get
can you
like
see
three...
someone fart?
Fart singing.
If you got out,
I gotta get rid of this.
No doubt. Let's
that's
do it.
That's what I want. I want to see somebody do the slow motion fart shot.
God, that's so good. Yum. Okay.
It melted my Zot.
I get 3,000 frames a second. What would a fart look like?
I don't know.
Labba, labba, labba. Quivering butt cheek.
It would probably
see particles fly, though, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Tiny particles.
Just because the camera's moving fast doesn't mean you see particles, because you'd have to like zoom in on it like microscopically.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't.
You know,
You didn't tell me it had like a mega zoom on the camera. It was just a very fast camera.
This is the most expensive camera ever.
I'm pissed. I'm lighting a cigarette. You guys quit.
And leading the study on fartology.
Fartology. I didn't know Dustin knew so much
Did
about
you guys
partology.
Pass over that the Better Call Saul. He's getting his show.
What do you want? That's awesome. I'm glad about it. Do you watch Breaking Bad? God damn it!
That's your flavor, right?
Yeah, I love a good flavor.
I got a little.
It says right on here.
With real sugar, dude.
Save mine on ice, Kate, till I finish this.
God damn it!
Thanks, dude. God, he comes bearing gifts.
Real sugar.
He's
actually good for your breath, your teeth, and everything will work out.
Really?
You know?
Did not know that.
Well, you know, when we were kids and it was real sugar, and then it was like, oh, sugar's bad for you. And then next thing you know, it's like the selling point of the soft drink is it has real sugar.
Fuck yeah, it's real sweet.
It comes full circle.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
All right.
Okay. It's kind of a trivia, music trivia question.
Stop singing personal. And start bringing, Terry.
That's
I'm ready, man.
All right.
Let's do it.
There are only five artists.
All right.
In music history.
All right. I can already name one.
Dating back to
I can already name
from the 60s. To have ever had two studio albums debut at number one in the same year.
Michael Jackson. Prince.
AC/DC. Or is that artist or a group?
Artist
Either or.
It's a group. I'll tell you this.
The Beatles.
There's one. Two
God
of them are rappers.
One Snoop Dogg.
No, but one of them is a band you enjoy.
Dr. Dre.
And you get a little slack for it, but you always
The White Stripes.
To love this band.
Soul Asylum.
You got to remember, two studio albums within 1 year debuting at number one.
I know. I'm
the Beatles is one of the
four. The Beatles.
Any guess? He bombed. What do you got, Jer?
Johnny Cash.
I like
it's a band
you liked.
I like lots of bands.
Dustin liked them, but a lot of people don't.
Oh.
REM. A total blank. Of any band ever.
ABBA.
I'm having trouble doing my aunt.
Chicago. Chicago. Chicago's stuff was so intense. It took a while, right?
AC/DC.
I already said that, man.
Van Halen.
Come on, in the same
year. Guns N' Roses.
Two studio. Bing, 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 bing,
bing.
Oh, yeah! Is that the one that
Appetite for Destruction and Lies.
A lot of people say, ew, Guns N' Roses. But yeah, we got the Beatles and Guns N' Roses.
All right.
One is a heavy metal band. The other two are rappers.
Black Sabbath.
Metal
Metallica.
Newer metal.
Newer metal.
I don't think you'll guess it.
Down.
When did they start?
That is in the title.
Diver Down.
Belly
band.
Down.
Band.
Belly Down.
No.
Come on!
System.
System of the Down.
And the two rappers are Tupac and DMX.
Hey, why'd she put the ketchup on the table?
I never got DMX.
Because you wanted to. Why'd you put the ketchup on the table?
Dig!
Because Ketch fucking hates mustard. He doesn't put the mustard on the table.
I read somebody's obituary.
Man, this Zot is blowing up, dude. Little Pepsi and the Zot is blowing up.
Obituary.
It's blowing up like Bikini Atoll. Google it.
Yeah,
Google it.
People are writing their parents' biographies these days with, I don't know.
Obituaries, you mean?
Yeah.
You said biographies.
Well, same thing, right?
No.
Okay, well, it's just a small biography.
Is it the one where they said that one of the sons was a dick?
No.
Oh.
No.
No, but this
is one.
I'll get to that later.
They wrote her mother was 85 in Wisconsin. She passed, and they filled her obituary with life lessons such as go to a nursing home and kiss everyone. Some of the life lessons that she's imparted.
That's a good way to
get sick. It is, but it's you know, it's nice, right? Invite new friends to Thanksgiving dinner. That's you know, why not? Sure.
Want to come over for turkey dinner?
And here we go. If a possum takes up residence in your shed, grab a barbecue brush to coax him out. If he doesn't leave, brush him for 20 minutes and let him stay. Would you do that?
Brush like barbecue grill grease into his... Because my barbecue brush has grease in the bristles. That's what it's for. It's for scrubbing
the
grill.
I would rather just skin him with that edge, that silver edge.
Sometimes when I'm out of
food... Have you ever cornered a possum, dude? They are creepy. They got little like human hands, like little raccoon hands.
I do not like them.
My friend was walking in Eugene
I will never...
and accidentally kicked one.
Those things are fucking evil.
What the fuck?
I wouldn't imagine kicking it would do anything.
He thought he kicked a cat.
There was
and
this,
he felt bad for a second, and then it was like this weird snarling penis-looking thing.
Back in high school, we were drunk in the park. Waterloo.
Drunk in the park.
And this Waterloo. Little Mexican dude I was with. Anyway, here come a possum and he kicks it, but he's right next to a tree.
Uh-huh.
And it kept rolling back to his feet, and he's like, God, fuck! And kept kicking, and it kept bouncing off the tree and back at his feet. It was hilarious.
Dude, it was because an armadillo, he was dude.
No armadillos in Oregon, yo.
How do you know? All right. She also said, if you got picky eating children, put them in the box at the bottom of the laundry chute. And then tell them they are hungry lions in a cage and throw vegetables down the laundry chute at them.
Because lions love vegetables.
That is a great piece of advice.
That sounds like fucking... Couldn't that get you in jail these days?
Yeah, and giving that advice.
They did what? Your parents did what?
Put me down at the bottom of a chute and threw vegetables at me.
If you want to be a good parent, here's what you do. If you have an old house that has a laundry chute, you just throw them down the chute, and you just throw vegetables down the chute. Because you're hungry. Because
lions love vegetables.
That's right. Here's some asparagus. You ain't going to be drinking your own piss down there, because asparagus makes the piss taste bitter.
Rawr.
So we're talking about obituaries. Somebody posted an obituary the other day where it said this lady died. She was old. And she
was that old bitch you ate.
She was an old bitch you were. And so it said she was survived by her son. I'll insert fake names. Her son, Jerry. Her son, Jerry, who was a loving son who took good care of her and always had her best interests at heart. And a daughter, Susie, who also went to great lengths to take care of her. And a third son.
Dude, you're talking about my parents because my parents are Jerry and Sue.
Okay, that's cool. So you survived by your parents.
You're talking about my grandmother,
who were
man.
Brother and sister, but they were married, which is weird. No,
what?
Just kidding. And then the third brother, it said, who was a heartless piece of crap who never did anything for his mom and, like, always took advantage of her and owed her several thousand dollars at the time of her death. And this is in an obituary in a paper in your
book. Yeah, that ain't cool,
no,
is it?
No, so is that the question
that's
was...
Tells you how bad the newspaper's hurting.
The question is, should the newspaper... Are they held ethically responsible for actually printing that and saying, look, that's over the line. You can't blast a guy who's probably grieving because his mother is...
Damn, you can't call a loser, man. That's offensive.
Yeah, I know. So, but maybe it wasn't true. It's all.
It's like, and besides, if the dude is if it's a small town, if it's a small community, and this dude's such a loser anyway, it's old news.
Everyone
it's like,
knows,
thanks
right?
for sharing. Yeah, we know.
It's a pop shot, though. It's somebody else.
What a bag of deuce, dude. This person just died, and you're going to throw that out there?
Yeah.
This person's dead, but God, her son
hey,
was
the responsible
dick.
Adult thing to do would be to bash my younger brother that's a douche.
Yeah, I wonder who wrote the obituary.
Love you, Mom, up in heaven.
Would like, this be a good time for my quote of the week?
Sure.
By, you know, a guy by the name of Blaise Pascal?
I met him once in college.
Ah.
All right, quote of the week from Gatch.
All right, now think about this. All of humanity's problems, stem from a man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone.
Science boom. Wait a minute. Could you rewind that for a second?
That would fail.
Oh, sorry.
Who said this?
Pascal.
Well, that's silly.
Now think about it.
Wait, rewind.
Some
say that
men
again.
Don't even all have a of room humanity's, to sit in.
All of humanity's problems stem from his inability to sit in a room by himself.
Well, let's get down to the root here. Does every man have a room to sit in? That would solve it.
Ooh.
Right?
That doesn't have any... having a room has nothing to do with having an inability to be able to sit in a room quietly.
Well, you're pretty...
You don't need to have a room to be
sit
able
in
to
a
do
non-existent
it.
Room.
Well, you could go to anybody else's room and sit quietly.
Somebody's there already!
See? You're unable to sit in that room quietly.
Hey! Too. You! Get out of my room!
Hey, if you're homeless, you can't go in the library.
I like it. I
what?
Like it.
Why not?
It's a great thought.
If you got a library card.
But I think the world's a little more gray than that.
Gray?
You say not everything is black and white, as Michael Jackson said?
That's just gray.
Ebony and ivory.
You know, did you ever notice that there was no moment when Michael Jackson was gray? He was black and then white, but he was never gray.
He's black. He's white.
He was never black, though, either, was he?
He was kind of black as a child.
No, he wasn't as black as your T-shirt.
No.
That's
no.
black.
You know, he's blacker than Obama.
He was, but he was still just brown. He wasn't black.
Right?
Minute bowl.
Minute bowl? Why don't you just stack that fucker up high, man? You got enough.
Dude, he's black.
Minute bowl is you know,
not minute at all. He's tall as all hell.
He should be called Huge Bowl.
He should be.
Hey, Huge Bowl.
Not in my house. Have you seen him on that commercial?
Yeah, he's rude.
He is rude.
He'll break shit and knock the ball out of your face. Not in my house.
Oh, you think you're going to pour a bowl of cereal? Fuck no. Hell no. Shit no. Denied, bitches.
Not in my house.
What about those Bill Hader cell phone commercials? What do you guys think about those?
He was getting some shit on the roast for that.
Yeah.
He was. He was.
Sitting over here is Bill Hader, the guy who wishes he didn't quit Saturday Night Live.
He did
pick up the T-Mobile commercial.
The fourth largest mobile.
I'm with those guys.
I thought it was kind of funny the one that cut his face because his screen was all broken.
Yeah. That's so he's all got his fingers all taped up because he's sliding it. He does. They're pretty funny, and it makes me wonder.
I see a lot of people with shattered screens on their phone that just leave it like that. They'll put like clear tape over it.
It makes me wonder, like, how much creative control he has over those commercials.
It's
like, what if he did this? And then they go, okay, we'll set
it's,
that up.
It's an upgrade commercial. It's
yeah,
upgrade your device.
Yeah.
You silly bastard. I know that phone you got's working.
I thought the Twitter burn on him was pretty good. He's kind of like upgrade. Twitter. It's 140 characters you don't give a shit about. Because he does a lot of characters on Saturday Night Live, or did a lot of characters.
I like when he was Mr. Hollywood. That was awesome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Mr. Hollywood.
You're welcome.
Good. Mr. Hollywood.
Mr. Hollywood.
Do you watch Under the Dome, Jerry?
Nope.
CBS. It's a Stephen King book.
Don't you like
novel.
Stephen King?
I love Stephen King.
Apparently not.
A lot of his stuff gets butchered when it goes to the screen.
You didn't visit him when he was in the hospital.
True
after
that.
He was
True that.
Driven off the cliff by that one driver.
In
the middle of a snowstorm. What the fuck was he doing walking out in a snowstorm anyway?
Dude, his car's upside fucking down. What do you mean?
He's talking about Stephen King got hit by some lady in a minivan, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, no shit. You're not talking about the movie with Kathy Bates, man?
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Misery happened to him.
Yep.
Misery happened to him, yeah.
Why did Metallica sing about playing Monopoly?
Monopoly!
They did on that one.
Yeah, it was.
They changed one of the pieces in Monopoly. Do you know which piece they changed?
We got a cat now.
Yep.
Oh, a cat. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Why should we not have a cat? We got a fucking dog forever.
That's dog. That's a muskrat.
It's a dog.
I'm a lonely, weird kind of gal, and so I went out and I bought 7 Monopoly games so I could have 7 cats.
Whoa, that's a good one. I didn't know where you were going with that, and that was pretty good.
You should create a hobby of just collecting the Monopoly cats.
Hey, remember when those cats didn't fly, right? Fucking gold mine, dude.
That would be crazy, though, if you...
In the wrapper still. What?
If you went and bought everybody's new cat piece, like every time they sold a Monopoly, you're like, hey... $10, I'll buy that new cat piece for you. And then you just have Monopoly.
What did they kick to the curb? The iron?
Would have
did the iron get kicked to the curb?
No, they just added one. They didn't take one away.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They added one. I like the iron, though.
You know,
don't be
so
knocking
weird?
The iron.
No, what's
the
so weird is everything is like this inanimate object, right? Or whatever, okay? And it's all shrunk down in size. And then it's like, man, we need one more piece. Oh, here's a thimble. Yeah, thimble. We'll use that.
What's wrong with the thimble?
Well, the thimble is like a... Compared to how big the dog is, the thimble is fucking huge. So, obviously, when they were putting the game together, they're like, what do we got here? Oh, here's a thimble.
Who wants to be the thimble? Oh, not anybody.
Why wouldn't you want to be a thimble?
In my childhood,
you're
game,
like a superhero. You're keeping people from getting their fucking finger pricked.
You know, you got that record from when you were a kid, and you can't hear the song now without it skipping in your brain.
Yep,
because it was skipped then.
Yep.
That's why when Monopoly, one day I was really small, I shoved one of those Andes mints things in the hat of the Monopoly piece, and it always stayed there. So every time I see a hat, I expect to see one of those Andes mint wrappers shoved in there.
Dude, I love Andes mints.
Oh,
my
dude,
mom
those
used
are
to
awesome.
Bring those home. She was a maid at the Coburn Country Squire Inn, so she'd put mints in the room every time. Housekeeper, whatever, maid.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd bring home a box of those every once in a while.
They're like uptown, dude.
I would just eat like
they
20
are.
Of them, though. That's abusive.
Right?
That's abusive to
no, them. You just, dude, put those in a milkshake.
Sometimes they're thin. They're
I'll have an
thin.
Undies so, Blizzard. Oh, we don't have that. Fuck this place. I'll bomb your establishment.
Sometimes I stack them like six Andes high.
You don't have Jaeger Blizzards?
Six Andes high?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Because they're thin.
Six Andes high.
Yeah, Andy Six. That's the guy from fucking some dumb band that my daughter listens to. Black Veil Brides.
What's that new band that's becoming popular? Imaginary Dragons?
Yeah, I just heard of those recently as I was compiling.
How about Disneyland lane? After Dark? Disneyland asked them not to have that for their name, please.
They changed it to Dada.
That is so fucked up. Just like when Green Jello was.
Green Jello.
Now it's like, now we're Green Jelly. Oh, I thought you guys were Green Jello. Yeah, we were.
Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chin.
All right.
Dude, that was a great album, and I don't care what people say. They could be my new
that
Guns N' Roses.
That was an awesome
Roses.
Video, dude. And that the wolf is like on a raked out freaking chopper. He's like, bomb.
Yeah, that song.
Nice, man.
That song was cool. They were Gore light, though.
Yeah, yeah. But Gore's cool.
Yeah.
I liked Mucky Pup's version of the Three Little Pigs better.
How'd that one go? Mucky Pup's real short songs, real fast. How'd it go?
Little pig, let me in. Not by the hair of my chin. Or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
I like Batman one. Batman, the Bat Butt Ripper. Use your butt for a can opener.
Prince's Bat Dance.
I don't know that one.
It was when the first Batman movie came out with Michael Keaton.
Batman, the butt ripper, rip your butt with a can opener.
Did you know Michael Jackson wrote Do the Bartman?
No.
I did. Cause he told
yeah, he did.
He wanted to write a number one hit for Bart Simpson, and he did.
Yep.
He wrote The Bartman, came out about season
Do
three.
The Bartman.
And it was number one.
Shit, man.
Yep. He called it.
That was awesome. It was a total letdown when I found out that Bart's voice was actually a girl.
Nancy Cartwright?
Yeah. It was like Return of the Jedi when Darth Vader takes his mask off. It's all, oh, dude, put it back on. You're fucking ruining it.
You know James Earl Jones, what?
You know who was originally going to do Bart's voice?
Nope.
Ronald Reagan.
No.
You're right.
He's like, cowabunga, dude. Do you guys
Make
ever have like
day.
You ever watch a lot of Nicolas Cage movies?
Yeah.
You really?
Man, that was exciting.
I know it was. I'm glad I
tried to watch National Treasure the other night and didn't make it through.
I like him. He had a short part in
Despite
Fast.
All my rage, I am still just a Nicolas Cage.
He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It was his rage because he had to sell
Everybody
all his
was comic. In that movie, dude.
I wasn't.
That's
so
true.
Are you guys both fans or know who Sam Elliott is, right? Sam
yeah.
Lives in my hometown, Brownsville. Lives in Brownsville.
He still lives there?
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
No way.
Yeah, a couple months ago, as a matter of fact, my wife was taking
Ram trucks. It's what's for dinner.
Chevy.
No, it's like a Dodge, dude.
Coors Light.
Coors Banquet Beer.
How come we never see any Calvin's beef, pissing on Dodge logos?
He has a new one for
his Ram.
It's all Banquet. Banquet TV dinners.
It's good with a Coors Banquet beer.
Okay, take five.
Coors Banquet. Just say banquet. Cut. What? We'll stick it in there.
Take six.
So anyway, my wife drives, and he's pulling out of his driveway.
No fucking way.
He waved.
What's he drive?
Oh, sometimes he drives a motorcycle. He has a truck. He has a little red.
Red what?
Little pickup truck. I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It's a Chevy Love.
Could be.
I drive Chevy trucks, and why did the dude
the Chevy
have
Love
have
that was made in Japan?
So here's the story.
Have you ever seen anybody drive a Chevy Love in the last year?
No.
So you know the gas station across from the car wash where you got gas last week? Okay, so
Chevron.
He comes in there sometimes.
Chevron.
So he came in, and one of my friends was working there, and she is a huge Nicolas Cage fan. Now, apparently, Sam and Nick were in a movie together at one point.
He denies it.
I don't
Sam
know.
Sam and Nick.
I don't know what movie it was. So
Roadhouse.
Is that like a Sam and Nick? Is that like a fish? Sam and Nick?
Finish, man. You're stretching him.
I know.
Jesus. Hey, Christ.
We got to fill an hour. It's all good.
I know.
It'll be an hour and a half.
We
anyway.
Shoot it.
Give me a zot.
So he comes in. People are making a big deal. Oh, Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott. Uh-huh. Oh, it's Sam Elliott. I loved you in Mask. You're awesome. So then
your
this chick who loves
thank you.
Nick says,
he was
so
Cher?
Eric Stoltz ruled that motherfucker. Go ahead.
So you guys worked with Nick. You worked with Nicolas Cage.
Did you fuck Cher?
Certain
did
movie.
You? Did you? Did you?
And I don't know what the movie was, but she knew it. And she said, you were in that movie called blah, blah, blah with Nicolas Cage. And he's like, yes,
Skull Crusher.
Yeah, Skull Crusher. I was the guy. And she said, what was it like to meet Nicolas Cage?
Right in the nuts.
Yeah, right to Sam Elliott. That douche. And he's like, well, ma'am, I think that's a rude question. You should fuck off. No. He didn't really know how to react, but I just
but not die.
I bet he said.
Because I'm not a hater.
I bet he said, you got a sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
I'll take two of them, with them chili beans.
So here's where.
How long they've been under the heat lamp.
Here's why I even got to Nicolas Cage.
Can only take one of them.
One time, Nicolas Cage woke up in the middle of the night to find a naked man eating a fudgesicle in front of his bed. A naked man eating a fudgesicle in front of his bed.
The funny thing was, it was just a vanilla sickle. 5 minutes earlier.
And there's like three sticks laying next to him, too.
So he sets up, and he says, what are you doing? Because he whispers, what are you acting? What are you doing? No, but that's a true story.
No.
Yeah. He called the cops. It was a fudgesicle stalker. I got 3 months.
Stalker.
I got 3 months probation for that shit.
Fudgesicle.
He was in a
well, that just goes to show.
At least you didn't find Robert Downey Jr. sleeping in your kid's bed.
Hey, man, less than zero. He's like,
yeah, that's the first time I was like, why is he?
Can I get like a dime bag for this?
Like the first role I see him in, he's sucking
dick. You still
dick.
Owe me two blowjobs.
You're sucking dick, Downey. Going
his
Downey
name's
Jr.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Going Downey Jr., that's what his middle name is.
Like a chipmunk.
Hey, you know that guy, Robert Going Downey Jr.?
Saving nuts for the
I
winter.
I didn't watch that movie. What movie was that?
Less Than Zero in the 80s, 1985.
Oh, dude, it's terrible.
It was James Spader.
It was terrible.
No, I don't think so.
Or Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, no.
It was dark.
Adrian Brody.
Anthony.
I almost poured us all a shot of Pepsi.
Maybe.
That wouldn't have been good.
I do remember that on the soundtrack, though, it contained the song Inagata Da Vida by Slayer.
Inagata Da Vida.
And Going Back to Cali by Ladies Love Cool James.
Flowers and beads are
in
one
the
thing.
City.
I'm going back
was
to
it
Cali.
Tupac?
Cali. Cali. I'm going back to
California.
Mama
flowers
said,
and beads are one thing, though.
In the Garden of Eden is different. Right? Yep. I have flowers and beads in my garden.
Apparently it was in the Garden of Eden, but he was drunk and he wrote it on a napkin. And
my
he came out and got a Da Vida and he's like,
I think they played
like
back
it.
The tape and he's like, and I got a
I'm
so fucked up, keep rolling it because we can't afford to pay for another tape.
See, now if Danny would have been more popular, it would have been called Me and Danny Da Vida.
Oh, baby.
Hanging out at the Roxy. Yeah.
Beef, it was for dinner.
He's about 4'7". Yeah, but yeah.
He'd trade me for that empty, man. are we not lipping the same thing?
This is episode 00C.
You got cholera?
Hey, man. Hey, yeah.
Sorry.
What the hell going on around here?
Put the goddamn fucking shit.
Put that back. Let
Are you a big
that.
Fan of the Firm?
I like Firm.
The band.
The band.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that movie with fucking... Yes, I love it.
Paul Rogers.
Jimmy Page.
Gene Simmons.
George Michael.
We're talking about people that like to sophisticate themselves
no,
while they're jerking
it. No, it's a band called The Firm. It was Jimmy Page from Kiss, Paul Rogers from Bad Led Zeppelin, and fucking Gene Simmons from the Michael Jackson backing group, and that other guy that I said.
Yep.
Gallagher's cousin.
Gallagher's cousin, right?
Yeah. From
Boys to Men.
Yeah, from the Boisterous Men.
Boisterous Men.
Is that a new band name?
That group Minute Twerk.
Color Me Bad.
That's when you just twerk for a minute. This is a new
That's the state twerkers.
It's like
state twerkers. They get out there in their high viz and they twerk for a minute. And they're like,
who
half
can
a coffee.
Be? How many state twerkers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Dude, if you guys are gonna get political,
none.
I'm gonna have to make a political joke.
Okay,
Trayvon.
All right, Rush Limbaugh.
Obama. Oh, sorry,
Rush Limbaugh. You know, I don't care what you say. But we can all agree that
Vicodin is good for you.
That people have rewritten history in our textbooks.
You think?
Right? And now someone else is going to rewrite
Freedom
history.
Freedom of our press. Yes.
There's someone else who is going to rewrite history in the form of children's books to change history for our children, and it is Rush Limbaugh.
That guy's a dick.
You have
With
to,
his
dude.
Story... With his story, and the first one is going to be Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims. Because Rush Revere is the guy. He's going to rewrite history
what
books.
A bag of douche,
where
man.
He's fucking going to be the hero of all the. It's going to be fucking Rush Obama.
Going to be fucking Rush Obama.
Hey,
Rush
you know
Obama.
A little piece of history on your give a shit o meter that's barely registering? So. You got your Paul Revere going on there, right? The British are coming, yeah.
On well, the cell phone, right? That's how it happened because I saw it on TV.
Okay.
On a Sprint commercial. He was like, yeah, the British are coming. Then he went back to playing charades.
Today's episode is brought to you by Jägermeister and Pizza Now. You guys are fucking pissed.
Now, if you buy three pizzas... And you go to the liquor store, and you got $12, you can get Jägermeister with your pizza.
That is a correct fact.
There's a place in California, a pizza place.
Yeah.
In California. The pizza place in California.
You know what?
Cheers! Just,
Terry has long arms.
Like, I'm the long arm
twice
of the law.
As long as yours.
You know, they...
I
ain't
always twice as long. I got
it's called 800 degrees pizza. It's called 800 Degrees Pizza. This pizza place in California cooks pizzas at 800 degrees.
Flash pizzas? Are they on
it
a belt?
Cooks, it cooks.
Or do they shoot them through one side and not the other?
In, it's a wood oven. And it cooks in
a
less.
A wood oven. And you mean they burn wood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
listen,
and
the oven wouldn't last
done.
Very long if it's made out of wood and it's at 800 degrees.
Your pizza's done in less than a minute. So you pay for your pizza... And by that time, it's done. By the time you get to the other end of the counter.
That's bullshit.
I'll have a pepperoni. Move along.
Too late. You can't put more toppings on.
It's already done. I want a never mind. Cheese?
I want
no.
a cheese. Nope, you got sauce.
Nope, you got a
move
sauce.
Along, move along.
Blood pizza. Whew, that's a...
That'd be hot, though, to work around right next to an 800-pound oven. And an
this Jaeger's been
one.
Sitting in my freezer for like 2 months, dude.
It's still working.
Waiting.
Why didn't you get a hold of us?
Actually,
I sent you a message on
it's
Facebook.
Only been in there for a month because I actually dipped into the other one. I thought, you know, it's not cool to show up in a dipped in bottle.
Oh, dude, it's cool.
Not one that you dipped your dick in, no.
Ooh.
Are you suggesting that my dick would fit in there?
He is.
No, I'm suggesting you would put it in the container that your dick would fit into and then
and
funnel
then
it,
put
back
it
into the...
Oh, those guys have no idea.
They're drinking
I think,
my... They're drinking my dick dipper.
I don't think it's about that, though. I don't think it's malicious. I think you just...
But you like get some, done, he's like, so,
you guys want a shot of Jaeger Murphy?
He's like, how'd you guys like drinking my dick... How'd you like drinking my dick drippings?
You got to drink now, Jaeger
Murphy. Dude, I
got
to... You know
mean?
What? I got to share this. Okay. Sure. So...
Sunny. Oh, syphilis. Thanks okay. a lot.
Where's Sunny
so,
at when you need him?
This is 20 years ago, but we're passing around the bong, right? At a party.
Like you don't do that anymore.
Okay. Well... Okay, let me get back on track.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're passing around the bong, and we only got so much weed, right? So we're rolling tight little bowls.
Dude,
we
got so
okay,
much weed.
No, not like that. It's the other way around.
Okay.
So, okay, here you go. There's your bowl. Smoke it. Next guy, smoke it. Smoke it. Okay, so my friend gets up. He's a, I'm going to go take a piss.
Now,
don't you guys, you know, over smoke while I'm gone because I want my share.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
right,
that's
bitches.
Why I'm
okay, so
pipe with me.
He
so you
runs off to take a piss.
Here.
Now my friend Tracy, that's deceased now, but bless his heart, picks the biggest fucking booger you ever saw in your life, right? And he's laughing so hard, right? It's like, what are you gonna do with that? Well, never mind. He's gonna load it. He loads it, and he puts the weed on top. My friend Dale comes back out of the bathroom, right? And my friend Jeff's gonna light up a bowl. He said, "Give me that." No, no. He said, "Give me that, man. I know you guys been smoking.
Give me that.
You know, I know you've been smoking while I'm gone." I said, "No, it's my turn." He goes, "No, it's not, motherfucker. Give me that." And he fucking and he powers it down, right? And he's holding it, holding it, holding it, holding it. And we're all fucking dying, right? And he, what's so funny? Dude, you just smoked the biggest fucking booger I ever seen.
That's almost worse
and
than
to
a
this day,
pubes.
He does not believe it, but we all witnessed it, dude.
And did he finish everything?
He
in the
fucking
bowl?
Yeah, dude. He dusted it and he held it and he held it and he held it. He's like, "Fuck you guys,
did
man."
It go?
Oh yeah, he burned it down.
I'm
man.
Just saying because the booger's kind of liquidy a little bit. It seems like it would crack.
Have you been freebasing boogers?
No. Dude,
okay,
not.
Well then I'm the expert. It just sounds.
I dry them out.
No, because I witnessed it.
Dude, you know, yeah. I remember.
Green crack.
I remember one guy that didn't
well,
want anybody
to
smoke.
It was funny
him.
When I saw it.
I remember one guy that was so adamant that nobody smoked with him that he would take the pipe with him.
Yeah.
That we all chipped in on.
That take it with him when
him. Like
he left
he had to
the
go
room. Or...
No, like,
what?
If, no
what?
Like if he had to go, he'd be like, "Okay, I'm going to take the pipe." So that we wouldn't be able to smoke without him. Because
like, I
then,
get high with little help. Not. I'm a
no,
stingy motherfucker.
No, because he wouldn't be able to keep up. He would have to get high by himself without
what?
Us to
well,
catch
you
up.
Can't keep up. So, therefore, I am stoned and feeling good, but you guys can't smoke anymore because I feel good and that's all that matters.
But no, it'll carry over. Like, you guys smoke two hits on Saturday. I'm going to have to catch up on Tuesday and I'll see you guys on Wednesday.
I'll gladly pay for a bowl half smoked on Tuesday.
He went crazy, though.
Yeah.
Can I just have the resin?
Just the resin, man.
Just the resin in the bottom there. Just yucky. You don't like it.
So, like, remember we were talking about obituaries. Would you want your obituary pre-written by yourself?
Certainly.
Or
I don't
like,
know. Is that kind of creepy? Have
it,
you done that? Is that kind of creepy?
If I didn't do it in time, I'd want somebody
yeah, exactly.
to write it
if you're going
to
do it, right, you best get on it. And because maybe change it every now and then as you change. But at least
like
have like the basic copy written.
But where would you keep it? Who's where are you going to know that
safety
somebody's going to look?
Deposit box
under your pillow. Under your pillow.
Now check this out. So you might
you
have
guys
to worry.
Know where my safety deposit box
you,
is.
No,
the whole idea
exactly.
is not to know. Yeah,
the person that you left your will to or whatever would know.
I don't have a will.
Well, maybe you will.
Yeah,
after
dude.
This. So, like, you might worry about someone in your family getting degraded, like that one we were talking about, where they said the one son was a real dick.
Yeah.
Well, check this one out. This was from
right.
Reno just the other day, and it
we
described
know all about it.
The lady as evil and violent in her own obituary. This is a quote from an obituary in Reno. It said, "While she neglected and abused her small children, she refused to allow anyone else to care or show compassion towards them. When they
That's
became
fine.
Adults, she shocked and tortured anyone they dared to love. Everyone she met, adult or child, was tortured by her cruelty and exposure to violence, criminal activity, vulgarity, and hatred of the gentle, of kind human spirit. On behalf of her children, whom Cecile abrasively exposed to evil and violence, we celebrate her passing from this earth and hope she lives in the afterlife, reliving each gesture of violence and cruelty that she delivered to her children. Her surviving children will now live the rest of their lives with the peace of knowing their nightmare of a mother has finally some form of closure." That's pretty hardcore.
That is.
I would rather.
You know what? Yeah.
It brings back that point that you were asking earlier. Should
you said,
people,
you're a loser. Don't want to tell anybody.
Should people be able to edit one's own family's.
If you're Obama.
Obituary.
Nah, don't like that. Take that out. That out. Add this.
They found Obama's birth certificate.
Bird certificate?
They did.
They did.
He had a birth register.
It was in Mount Vesuvius. Now,
Obama!
I'm working on
fucking Prius.
I'm working on a new story.
Okay, let's.
Okay. If you guys want to work on
what the hell is that got to do with Mount Vesuvius, dude?
Just wait.
Let me get to it.
Jesus Christ!
So now he's actually a Greek.
Wait. This is a story that is about superpowers. This is a story about superpowers that are passed down by tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
Like one of those kind of plots, you know, where the tattoo artist is injecting you with his own blood or something that makes you or the blood of Jack the Ripper. But you have to go to Mount Tattoovius to meet him.
Hi-yo.
Yeah, there and there is the Mount Vesuvius for you there, all Gary. Right.
Now, is there a wise man on the tip top of Mount Vesuvius?
Yes, but he tattoos three people.
Because it's a volcano and tops blowing off that fucker.
Not anymore, dude. Come on. That was in 79 AD. Volcanoes don't stay the same.
Zingling a ding ding ding. Ding 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 dong.
You know what? Right there.
I'm nervous.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Hans never texted still yet. So we're going to do this.
What's in Gary's
Oh, that's what I was going
to
do.
Gary's iPod player or whatever the fucking thing that you listen to music on.
My iPod player has all fucking 30,000 things in it.
Okay, so here's the question.
Okay, bring it.
What was the last musical selection that you personally chose on your own accord to listen to?
Dude, you guys are going to love this shit, right? Because I checked it on the way over here because I thought that might be a question, right?
What?
Okay, so.
Check it.
Oh, wait, I'm going to send out a vibe, and I'm going to ping you guys. Ready? Ping. What is it?
Cotton Amash.
Pink.
No, really.
Dude. And a lot of people might not know this.
Wait. I know, because you were singing it when you got here.
Yeah, buddy, come on.
He was listening to Sons of Confusion 2 for flinching.
That's right.
Somebody told me once those guys were getting back together.
I heard that, but I don't know.
I heard that, too.
I heard that. Well, we'll wait and see. I heard Sullivan was getting back together.
What?
You know who?
Well, I heard Void was getting back together, young.
You know what I heard?
You know what's unfortunate?
What'd you hear?
Nothing. Go on with yourselves.
I heard,
it's not related.
I heard one other thing. Dat. I heard that.
I heard that. I heard cattle.
Dig.
I heard cattle.
Okay, now, Pat Wambacher.
I heard cats.
Pat Wambacher, original
drummer.
What was
drummer. That fucking, I love that. What for was that?
Wait a minute now. Oh, wait a minute. I heard a name and a band. What?
Pat Wambacher, original drummer for Victims of Internal Decay, has now given his blessing for us to move forward without him. It's a sad day and a
what?
Happy day. Yep, he will not be involved.
Are you talking about Victims or Bleach?
Victims or Bleach, yes. Anything. He's not going to go back on the stage at this point in his life.
Can I be considered in training for a possible Bleach?
Yeah, we would like to reform Bleach before.
You a drummer?
April. No, we have a drummer. Pat plays bass for Bleach.
Oh, actually.
If you would ever come to any of our shows.
Oh, no, dude, I didn't catch that we moved on to Bleach.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, well, I know that.
I know you do. So anyway, I've got in recruit here my stepson Mike, who's an awesome drummer, awesome guitar player. He plays for Griefhammer with me and Lance and Ron and Hans, who is basically Victims minus Pat. So basically, he's taken Pat's
place. You guys
place.
Have already moved forward from that. You guys have already been practicing and playing together.
And now
together
because
anyway.
Of the fact that Hans says he won't do it if Pat doesn't. So we've got...
What?
Yeah. He's just... What are you doing, Hans?
He's just using that as an excuse. He said... Actually, he didn't say, I won't do it if Pat doesn't. He said, I would totally do it if Pat did. Which is basically the same thing turned around. But so he's
not doing it really because it kind of means that if Pat didn't, then he has a choice.
So we started practicing about a month, about in July. And if we would have practiced earlier, we would have been we were offered the opportunity to open for Poison Idea.
Can I say something?
Which I would have loved to open Poison Idea in Portland.
Can I say something, Hans? You should seriously consider it, man, because...
He's out, dude. Forget it.
You're only going to regret it.
What?
He's been replaced. I'm sorry. He's met the replacement. The replacement talked to him and said, dude, check out what he said.
That's right. All right.
So the guy said, I've been a fan of Void since I was in the fourth grade. He goes, and when I had your demo in fourth grade, I thought you were like just like Exodus.
Now, was it Victims when he had the demo?
It was Terminal Happenings was the first demo that he got. So
Terminal Happenings is...
That was Violent Order of Idiotic Dudes.
So I'm catching up and I'm remembering. So I support that story. But I also remember that he wants to also write songs with Hans.
Hans isn't down for that. Hans doesn't have time to write songs for Griefhammer, which is a song that he plays in.
But a lot of people don't know
What you can do, Hans, is you can be noodling around on your guitar and come up with a cool riff and
give it to us.
And say, hey, that'd be cool for them. I'll show that to Robert.
And we'll write a song around it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that because it's just taking what you come up with creatively and going, hey, can you do something with this? I'd love to have it heard as a song.
Now, as a fan,
okay,
for a long time.
I got one right behind you.
Is it going to be thrash? Is it going to be grind? What's the new? What's the flavor? What's it going to sound like?
There hasn't been any new.
Can I answer that?
You can. You might not know.
I don't know.
So we've worked on what we're doing is we're working on classic songs, of course, from the last couple albums, and possibly talking about going back to early demos, but we haven't got that far yet because they're hard songs to learn. Didn't ever realize this as we were young kids writing this stuff and playing it for fun and practicing 4 days a week. Now, as I try to impart my bit of wisdom to these youngsters, well, Mike's a youngster. Robert's probably 35, so he's a youngster to me and to Pat. 10 years are younger or whatever.
Junior,
that's right. He's our junior. But he's a quick learner. Mike's a fast learner. Pat actually stopped by our practice and gave him some pointers and told Mike that he's doing awesome. We have about 6 songs that we've learned so far. And it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get it back to the stage.
But these are all original songs, nothing freshy fresh?
Bathed in sickness.
See, this is exactly what I was going to say, though, in fairness, was that you guys are probably working on older songs to get primed and ready for just getting...
Well, yeah, because the people that want to book us for a show want to hear those songs from back in the day.
Certainly.
And, you know,
I'm just curious. Is there any songs written by Jerry Murphy? I mean, the lyrics.
OTR is is in the words.
Very deep song. It's about world peace.
My place and
I have a suggestion for a new song.
Okay.
That you guys do a song about the Buffalo Bill.
The Buffalo Bill?
The guy that shot 4,280 buffalo in 18 months. That's a lot of buffalo.
You know what? That was co-written. I didn't write that whole thing.
I thought Lance did. Lance said that you wrote the lyrics to that.
I wrote most of the lyrics to that, but he wrote some of the lyrics, I have to say.
Okay.
So
he wrote the part that said, fucking O, fucking T, fucking R, fucking A on the rag.
Yeah, it's about world peace.
It's got some great riffs in it, and even though it's kind of a corny, tongue-in-cheek, comedy-type, punk rock-ish song, some of these songs, even like I Wish I Could Fucking Puke... We've been working on that. Revamped with a newer type of attack on these songs. They're actually still pretty good. So it'll be fun. We do have one new song on the works that I wrote entirely by myself. Not to take credit.
Dude, you remember back in the day that song almost got everybody kicked out of the Peacock, Top of the Cock.
I Wish I Could Fucking Puke.
No, OTR. Because there was some
those feminists. Got pissed.
They were pissed about talking about the female anatomy.
And homosexual incest.
Yeah.
Which, didn't you have a hand in writing some of that, maybe? Or was that Eric?
No, that was Dane, dude.
Oh, Dane. Right on. Rest in peace, brother. Moment of silence. You know who I saw today? My sister's daughter, who is actually Scott Parks' daughter.
My sister's daughter. It's got
Eric,
Parker's daughter.
This is Eric Parks' nephew, of course.
This is Eric Parks' nephew.
So I asked Tara Parks. I said, hey, Tara.
And so I asked Tara Parks, hey,
you. You see your Uncle Eric ever?
You see your Uncle Eric ever?
Answer was no.
Ever?
He said, no. No. I haven't seen him in the Coons night. Is Terry getting pissed yet? Do you need a cigarette?
I don't. No, I don't get pissed.
What
but
do you
I
think?
Know what,
dude. If you're in Australia and you were drunk, then you were pissed.
Or English people also. Get
oh, that's
pissed.
True. But the Australians are the English that got dropped up there and said peace out.
What I you know, we're getting clear near the end of the episode. I want to ask you, Jerry, what you think about.
It's true.
You think it's true that. It is a good idea for Western Maryland and Northern Colorado to succeed and create their own states.
Suck it.
Yeah, suck it.
You think they should do that?
Why? No.
You know, because they don't feel they're being represented by their party well in their states, so they want to break off and become Northern Colorado.
No.
And Maryland wants to break off into Western Maryland. So they can get more seats in the House or whatever you call them.
I think the seats need to come out of the House. That's what the problem is.
Fire! There's a fire. Can you hear it? I started a fire on the table.
That's awesome. Let me get the extinguisher.
So you don't think they should succeed? You don't support secession from the union?
No, that's opening the door for everybody to do the same shit. That's just going to divide the country more.
You don't think
what we need to have is equal representation because it's not the 1700s anymore. That's what
we need. You don't think that Portland and the metropolitan area should be its own state?
No.
Why not?
Because that's just going to separate us more. That's my point here.
Yeah, but most of the other part of Oregon is redneck.
We just want to separate. Keyword, separate.
Well, you know, they're very liberal
like the
up there, and the rest
besides
is just
that,
all...
there's not enough room on the flag anymore. Stop fucking with it.
Keep
well,
it
you
separated.
You can put stars on the stripes.
You cannot.
Why not?
Because
Who
they
said
represent
that?
Certain
I don't believe
things,
that was
dude.
In the Constitution.
You guys
the,
are
the freaking colors
of
America of are not in the Constitution,
what,
dude.
What do the stripes
All right, color
stand
seven,
for?
You're on the line.
The blue is for loyalty.
Okay, but what do the stripes stand for?
That's the 13 original colonies,
the
and then the stars
are for
the states.
Nope, they're for the whip wounds on the slaves.
But which ones?
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing about slaves. I'm just laughing because that's so
what's,
not right.
Dude, slavery
well, which
is hilarious.
Ones are in the, which one is the topmost stripe?
I have black friends.
The topmost one? Mm-hmm. God damn, I think it's a red one.
Could you guys
is that right?
Fucking lighten up a little bit? Jesus.
I don't know, I don't man. Know. Why don't you have
What's
a flag
your favorite state to visit, Jerry?
Cockland. I always like coming back to Oregon.
I know, but where's your favorite one
right
to visit
now.
From?
You know what? Absolutely. To tell you the truth.
You live here.
Even though it is all glam and overpopulated and all that stuff, I like California. It's a nice state, man.
Fuck yeah. California is awesome. I love
fun.
It too.
That's
I lived there for 3 years when I was in the Corps.
Yukon Territory.
They got bears and redwoods. Oh my God.
Did you know Mexico
Chews.
Has states?
What?
Did you guys have anything bad? Could you guys knock it off, please?
Red rum.
I know.
One last question.
I'll fight fucking for
do you
my
wish
right.
you could play?
Dude, I can't hold on to this zod anymore. My ass
do
is clenching like a motherfucker.
That John McCain, you could play poker like John McCain.
I don't know what is he's a poker player? I didn't know this. Face.
You didn't hear that big scandal?
No. What's going on now?
Oh, they were in the middle of Syria war talks when
he
was
the warrior.
Playing.
Oh, he was the douchebag that was doing that?
Yeah.
He's beating.
You didn't know that he was the douchebag?
I thought it was that fag Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. What do you got against Jim Carrey now?
Nothing. I just thought it was funny. That was a stupid fucking movie.
You know John McCain?
That wasn't funny at all. Either was Cable Guy. You led me on, bitch.
Come on, that was Matthew Broderick.
I like Cable Guy. James Odenkirk, or Bob Odenkirk was in that.
Creepy. Oh, yeah.
If you watch a recent Stephen Colbert, I think it was, or Jon Stewart, him and Dave Cross are both on there.
Really?
Promoting their upcoming tour.
I've been listening to Sit Down Stand Up.
That's right. They got a tour going on. You're going to go and see
it? Dude, I apologize because I'm finishing the Jaeger because you guys are doing other things that I can't.
So, I don't want to. I got to drive and shit. Hey, this is the last thing I'm going to talk about today, and then we're going to go get some pizza now from Pizza Now, our great sponsors. They're here in Albany. I don't know the phone number, but well, it's 928-0900, which to you laymans is 0900 because there's no O's in numbers. Fucking duh. Did you guys have anything bad or weird happen
to you? Was that directed towards me?
No. Oh, no. Oh,
I did not have anything bad happen to me.
What about you? Anything bad happen on Friday the 13th? They're like, oh, fuck, it's Friday the 13th. That's why that
happened. It's zero backwards P, three. What's the difference? What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I hear something.
It's a
weird
poltergeist.
Who's watching,
man?
TV in the background,
dude. I love that victim sticker on your device.
Thank you. So I guess some travelers were superstitious on last Friday and they wanted to avoid flight AV666 to hell,
dude. Really?
It was going
ETL.
To hell. It was going to Helsinki.
Yep.
And it was flight 666 to Helsinki on fucking Friday the 13th. And some airlines go as far to omit the 13th row from their planes.
Do you know where the 13 bad luck number came from?
It didn't have the sinister meaning less than 100 years ago. I know that.
Now, back in the day, it was like, I don't know if it was Chicago, not like the Great Chicago Fire or nothing, but there was a fire. There was these workers, right? A bunch of seamstress.
Okay.
It was,
they were on the 13th floor.
Out walking.
There was lots of them. And so that they didn't take breaks and this and that, they locked the exits. The foreman did. The place caught on fire.
Foreman?
The women, the foreman.
What about the 13 men?
Just kidding.
Same guy.
Okay.
And the place burnt down, and a lot of people lost their lives because of that, and that's what a lot of the stuff, you know, safety-wise and everything,
so,
towards workers nowadays came from that. But that was the 13th floor. It
so
was
it
ugly.
Was,
it was a mess. It was terrible. It was horrific.
So if it happened on the first floor,
and so the 13th floor is like, don't go there.
So if it happened on the first floor, we'd all be like, you can't go on the first floor.
No, that would be called the ground floor.
I know, but then no building would have the ground floor because that would be bad luck.
It's so stupid. It's the same fucking thing they call it something else. You know what I'm saying.
So you guys know why 13 is supposed to be the bad number?
Yeah, because it's 13. And it's,
but why is that bad?
Black cats take 13 shits a week.
I just told you why it's bad. Am I wrong? Google
well,
that shit.
People have different ideas.
Well,
here's an idea.
There's various different, probably,
watch
theories.
The History Channel once in a while.
Oh, are you about to tell
look
us?
I'm about to tell you if you fuckers are shut up.
Oh,
goddamn,
okay.
Mop my red up on
him.
We're already 13 minutes over, all right, on this episode. Listen. That's not. Just made him blow Jaeger mice out his nose.
Sugar.
Out his ass.
Now listen,
got cholera.
God damn, that stings with
listen.
That shot in there.
Listen.
Hey, finish.
Listen. There's 12 hours, there's 12 months, and in Christianity there's 12 apostles. And this is a divine number. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even adding one Peter brings a certain element of chaos.
Yeah, man, see?
Mayhem. Exactly. Okay? A.K.A. ripping
your arm
off.
Yeah, do your history.
Off.
Once upon a time, there was 13 months, but they axed one of them.
Yeah, there was 13 apostles, but one of them killed himself because Jesus thought he was a bad person.
He was a homosexual.
He was. And locked
why are Baker's
he
Dozens...
He was a homosexual Jew-colored man.
Because there's always one
why
extra
are
gauge.
Why are Baker's Dozens so evil?
I don't
evil?
Know. Why do people be hating over stupid shit?
Why do people be naming their kids?
Why be people be scared over stupid shit?
My wife is a testament to being scared.
Hey, you know what?
Stupid shit.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning and I heard something outside, but it's only Thursday the 12th, so no big deal.
Yeah.
It's Friday the 13th. Oh my fucking God. 911.
We went outside to smoke a cigarette at 2 in the morning and this girl was down the street trimming flowers, roses from neighbors, stealing flowers with the scissors.
On Friday the 13th?
No, it was a different day. But my wife said, what's that lady doing down there? And I said, I don't know. It's 2:30 in the morning. She's like, does she have a
leave
gun?
Leave her alone. She's twerking.
She said, does she have a gun? I said, I doubt it. Why would you say
no,
she's
the
got,
question is,
she's got something in her hand.
Do you have a gun? Then it doesn't matter if they have a gun.
We don't.
Equal.
I don't like guns.
Dude, I'm going to give you one.
Guns are stupid, dude.
They are not.
They are.
Okay.
They get into the hands of bad people.
Exactly. And when the bad person has one and you don't, then what?
Then you both die.
Then you take a bullet and you say, man,
I'm a hero.
That kind of sucked.
We could be martyrs. What sucks about being a martyr?
Because you're gone, D. Forever.
Whoa, gone.
Why would I don't? I would love to be
my
gone.
My Zot is stuck in my shot glass.
It's a Zot glass now.
Motherfucker.
We're taking Zots of Jaeger here, and we're going to wrap up for Hump Day.
That was a Zot
of
Jaeger. Go and watch Clone High.
Gatch has just
you
invented the
Clone
world's
High.
Coolest God, fucking tangy. Goddamn fucking lampshade ever.
I know.
It's made out
anything
of...
anything that worked.
It's made out of...
It would have been the coolest thing ever.
It looks like
it's made out of human pulp.
Nope, it's made out of those things.
Recycled bags.
You dry your hands off of. And
hemp. Paper towels.
Hemp.
Hemp, that's
it's
it.
Shipping material, actually.
You guys are dicks. Hey, what did we learn today, if we learned anything on Hump Day, besides that you shouldn't drink Jägermeister?
I want to be Gandhi.
Don't make Terry mad because he gets all frustrated.
I want to be gone.
Gone where? Just in general, like a Ramon?
Like you guys, just away from you.
What, dude? Come on. I'm a loving up on you.
That's the problem. You're giving me a little bit of a chub.
Am I?
It's making me uncomfortable with my own masculinity. And now
dude,
I feel like I have to pee. But if
I have to pee
if
bad.
If I would just ejaculate, it would subside my urge to pee. I've read somewhere that if you have to pee really bad, if you just have sex with someone, it will make you not have to pee so bad.
Well, that's just
I heard
because
if,
of the
if the woman
bonus.
Holds on to her pee, that it makes for a better orgasm.
Yeah, but that's dangerous when you get into the squirting orgasm and then like pee.
Yeah, but is that woman... jizz, whatever have you.
It's
or
watery.
Is that pee?
It's not pee.
No, it's a mix.
I've had it's not.
It's
not.
Like a graveyard.
There's no pee in it, dude.
It's like when you get your Dr. Pepper and your Diet Pepsi.
It's like this and like
Sprite
this and like twat, yo.
Dude, seriously, I have had female ejaculate sprayed on me, and
yeah.
It is not pee. But it's not cum like men have. It's like watery.
So it's more.
Is it pre-cum?
It's less
no.
Viscous.
It is. It's thin.
like corn syrup, or what are we talking about here?
Thinner than corn syrup.
Like
but thicker than Kool-Aid.
Like Sprite?
No, there's no effervescence to it at all. It's just watery. It is. It's not salty tasting. It has a bit of a tuna water twang to it, like the
dude. I saved my tuna water. Take a shot of that shit.
It's better than hot dog flavored water. If you mix tuna water and hot dog flavored water, you get a great mix.
You
of
get a freaking flavorgasm up in
oh,
there.
Oh, you will throw up if you drink
dude,
it.
Dude, yeah, you're trying to like wipe it off the roof of your mouth with the back of your tongue. Just dollop.
You can't. It's impossible. It's weird, though, because that female ejaculate seems runny, but it'll stick to the roof of your mouth worse than peanut butter or male semen, which
shit.
I've never had on the roof of my mouth.
You can, like, put wallpaper up with that shit.
It is. It's pasty. That's what it is, which is ironic because that's what ladies used to wear on their breasts. And I just
only
how,
the areoli.
Gatch got real quiet when we talked about ingesting semen.
What?
Huh?
Oh, I thought we were wrapping up.
Oh, we are. We're wrapping
okay.
it up. We're wrapping
rap.
Up like a Christmas
rap.
Present. What's happening
rap.
Right now?
Rap, rap, rap.
Do you
it
remember
up.
How like harmless the words to rap songs used to be?
Rap.
You know, that's like
yeah,
it's
like pouring out of 40.
No, like rap. Rip it and rap. Rip, rap, rip it till I can't rip rap. Like, you know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious
or, yeah.
Five.
Or even parents just don't understand.
Then it's turned into, like, where they're already so pissed. Like, it's 2013, motherfucker.
Look at the rocks on my neck.
Like,
I'm going to drop you. Listen to that. Brass, hit the dick.
Like Birbiglia said, huh? if you're mad about the date... It's not going to make that much difference when you say something that you're serious about.
Is he the guy that did the Asian
Don't call
baby
it a comeback.
Song?
The Asian what?
Okay, what is
the
it?
Baby song?
I don't think he did any songs.
Oh.
Maybe.
Who's that guy that did the Asian baby song?
I don't know. I think his name was Floyd McCulloch.
You never heard the Asian baby song?
I don't know. Maybe you can play it for
dude,
us.
Dude, I got a pee.
the 17th letter of the
alphabet.
That
happened to me at the end of the episode on Monday.
God,
but you weren't here. I was doing a jiggy dance and starting to sweat.
Dude, I'm twerking.
Okay, well, thanks for being here, buddy. You want to come back on Friday?
Yes, please.
All right, we'll have it then.
I won't make you mad.
You didn't. I was just doing that for dramatic purposes for the radio program.
God damn it.
What's a podcast?
Mike O'Connell. That's who did the Asian Baby song.
I don't know who that is, but I know Michael Posner. All right. See you, Jerry. Okay. Bye, Gatch.
Bye.
Happy hump day, you fuckers. I'll see you on Friday.
Hump a whale.
We're going to eat a whole bunch of mushrooms and come back and talk to you on Friday. Hopefully, we'll have calmed down and eaten a small majority of mouse pads. We have a stack of them in the corner. Tagcast Podcast mouse pads.
Hey, all you taggots.
How you doing?
What you doing? You're going out to a show this weekend? I bet. I'm going to tell you which ones you should go to. Every second Friday of the month, just to get that out of the way, until next month. But Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan at Cornucopia, 5th and Pearl in Eugene. That's usually a free show, 10 o'clock. And I've also heard it called Leave Your Pants at Home Comedy Show, so I don't know what it is. Whatever. Let's see, what do we got coming up? An autism fundraiser comedy show at Bonnaroo Tattoo. That's September 20th in Eugene, Oregon. September 21st, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Pond's Garage with Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but the He and She Comedy Show, coming over from Florence, and a bunch of other funny folks. I won't be on the show, but go check it out. I encourage you to do that. What else do we have going on? Oh, September 28th, it's Necryptic, World of Lies and Existential Depression. I love bands that sound like that. That's at the Black Forest, Existential Depression. With Necryptic and World of Lies from Portland, Necryptic from Eugene, two great death metal, grinding metal bands that will tear your face off, or whatever you say. October 3rd, also death metal, Between the Buried and Me at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. October 4th, comedy with Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen at the Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon. The guys from The Donkey Show, Drew and Marcus, will be opening the show with comedy sets from both of those guys as well. Let's see, October 11th is Diamond Head and Raven with our buddies in Nether Region. In the show up in Portland there. That's at Hawthorne Theater. Also, October 11th, Orange Goblin at Mississippi Studios, which is part of a three-day festival, the 10th through the 13th, at different venues over the weekend. Fall Into Darkness is what it's called. Check it out online for more info on that doom metal extravaganza three-day festival type thing. Creator and Overkill will be at the Hawthorne Theater on October 13th. You want to check that out, probably. Also at the Hawthorne, Guar and White Chapel. Lots of good shows coming up. Deicide and Broken Hope, also at the Hawthorne, October 17th. September 27th, going backwards in time a little bit, but forward from today. Cherry Pop and Daddy is going to be at the Wow Hall. That's a Saturday, September 27th. November 11th, up in Kent, Washington, which is outside of Seattle, Lamb of God and Testament. Some of the bands will be playing up there. Pearl Jam will be at the Rose Garden November 29th. And don't forget to come to the Duck Inn in Eugene. I think that's 1795 6th Street in Eugene at the Duck Inn. It will be myself and Alex Elgin giving you a two-comic show. It starts at 9 o'clock and it's free. Alex Elkin from 1450 All Comedy AM and myself, Terry Guile. Also, what else is going on? I don't know. Oh, there's a Bleepin' Funny going on at the end of October, which is October 27th. It's a Saturday night. Also at Sam Bond's Garage. Free show, 6:30 p.m. I will be there. And I think that's all I got for you right now. Thanks for listening, and get out and do something fun. When you get back into the house, you can listen to more of us at tagcastpodcast.com. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, and we'll see you next.